You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the Q1 results of Zomato. Food delivery platform Zomato has posted profit for the first time at Rs. 2 crores during the first quarter of FY24. It had posted a loss of Rs. 186 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. The company recorded a revenue from operations at Rs. 2,416 crores, up 70.9% in comparison to Rs. 1,414 crores during the same period last year. The company EBITDA loss stood at Rs. 48 crores as against a loss of Rs. 307 crores on year. Up next, FMCG major Dabur has posted fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 456.61 crores, up 3.5% on year as against Rs. 441.06 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 3,130.47 crores, up 10.9% in comparison to Rs. 2,822.43 crores during Q1 FY23. The company crossed the Rs. 3,000 crore mark for the first time in the first quarter, driven by strong double-digit growth in both HPC and HC businesses. The company's EBITDA stood at Rs. 604.7 crores. Dabur was expected to post the first quarter profit at Rs. 465 crores and revenue at Rs. 3,120 crores. The FMCG company recorded a total income for the quarter in review at Rs. 3,240.25 crores, up 10.9% in comparison to Rs. 2,922.98 crores. Moving on, South India's first interstate metro project between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu have moved up in pace. The Chennai Metro Rail Limited on August 1st floated a tender for the preparation of a feasibility study for the first interstate metro project in the southern India. The Chennai Metro Rail Limited has invited a tender for this first-of-its-kind metro network project for the selection of a consultant to prepare a feasibility study report for introducing a mass rapid transit connecting Hosur with Bommasandra near Electronic City. This feasibility study is going to examine several key factors of the metro project, including the location of stations, types of trains, estimated ridership, alignment, and construction cost. In other news, China's Beijing is experiencing an unprecedented torrential rainfall, worst in at least 140 years. The region is inundated by the remnants of Typhoon Doksuri, transforming the streets into canals and leaving emergency crews to navigate the deluge using rubber boats to rescue stranded residents. The Beijing Meteorological Bureau reported a staggering 744.8 millimeters of rain between Saturday and Wednesday morning. This deluge shattered records, surpassing the previous rainfall peak in 1891, when Beijing received 609 millimeters of rain. The rain wreaked havoc, destroying roads, disrupting power supply, and even compromising pipes carrying essential drinking water. Tragically, the confirmed death toll from the incessant downpour reached 21, and at least 26 people still remain missing. Meanwhile, German Tier 1 supplier ZF has come out with new networked seatbelt that can shift the vehicle occupant in the correct seating position in case of a potential collision. The networked seatbelt uses the vehicle's sensors. If the system is alerted to a potentially dangerous situation, the belt shifts the occupant in the seat, which can enhance the functionality of the restraint system. The heart of the system is the ACR8 electromechanical belt tensioner, which can also reduce the belt slack or alert the driver by vibrating the belt webbing. The ACR8 is also available as a seat-integrated version, in which it requires an installation depth of only 60 mm instead of 82. In another development, India has restricted imports of laptops, tablets and personal computers with immediate effect, according to a government notice on Thursday, in a bid to push local manufacturing. In April-June, electronics imports, which included laptops, tablets and personal computers, was $19.7 billion, up 6.25% year-on-year. Electronics imports ranged between 7% to 10% of the country's total merchandise imports. India has been trying to push local manufacturing by giving production-linked incentives in over two dozen sectors, including electronics. The incentive scheme is key to India's ambitions to become a powerhouse in the global electronics supply chain, with the country targeting annual production worth $300 billion by 2026. Lastly, Toyota Kirloskar Motor closed the Q2 on a high by selling 21,911 units in July 2023, marking the company's best ever sales in India. The domestic sales accounted to 20,759 units, which is a year-on-year growth of 10% as compared to July 2022, while the exports stood at 1,152 units. By managing to clock such phenomenal numbers, a major chunk of it is the Innova Hycross, which is comfortably sitting in pole position as the best-selling hybrid vehicle in India, beating the strong hybrid versions of the Maruti Suzuki Grand Vitara and Hyryder. Based on a report, the strong hybrid segment's numbers have dropped in Q2 2023 to 14,399 units as compared to 22,389 units in Q1 2023. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.